of the sugya is from a maisa, from a halacha of Rav Yechanan. Haketeya yad avdei shel chavera. Somebody cuts the hand of an avdei shel chavera, of an avdei kanani. Naisen shiftai v'rafuusai l'rabai. The way Rashi and Tosis explains, it's locked off for Shabbos and Ripley, it's everything. Whatever Tashlumin, Nezek, Tzar, Ripley, Shabbos and Baishas would be shared to the Eved, goes to the Rabbi, goes to the Adain. For Isai Ha'eved, Nizem and Atzadaka. And the Eved, who now can't support himself, will have to get money from Tzadaka. So this is a pretty strong Raya, Shema Mina. Yochel ha-rabbi le'evet ha-sei mi-veni zancha, and this is Taka the Maskana, that from here to Raya, that he could tell him ha-sei mi-veni zancha. The Gemara tries to be matcha. Hacha ma-yaskinu b'malaloi mi-zaynus. So it's no Raya. The Gemara says no. Yochi amai nizim in ha-tzadaka. La-dafa, yochi nizim is-farnis, v'vay alay alav, sh'mami lo, yochel sh'mami lo. Gemara says it's a Raya. Raya is, that since k'tei yarad yishol chaveirai, the Eved is misparnas when that's a tzedakah, despite the fact that the Odin gets the money for his hand, and even the Shevis for his hand. So that's a raya that he could say, as Amy the Amy Zancha, and that is the Gemara's Maskana. The fact that the Odin gets the Nezat Tzah, Ripoy Shevis, and Vaishas can be understood two ways. There are two separate understandings of how, why does the Odin get the money. You could understand that the Odin gets the money because it's his. It goes straight to him. The Eved was the Hechatimsa for how he gets the money. But the Mazik pays the Odin. The Odin is the Nizik. And the Odin is entitled to the money. He's the one that was damaged. It's his Eved. So he's entitled to the money directly because he's in effect the Nizik. Or you could say, no, really, the Eved is the Nizik. The Eved is the Nizik. Just call Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. Just like if the Eved works and he makes money, he passes it on. The same thing, if the Eved earns money through being a Nizik, he passes it on. So there are two ways to learn. It seems to be very dachistic. But who's the Nizik? Is the Nizik the Adoin? And the money is owed directly to him? Or is the Nizik the Eved? And why is it paid to the Adoin? Because the Kama Shekhaneva Kana Rabbi. My Maf Kamina. Huh? Could that be an Maf Kamina? L'chair or not? L'chair, that cleric could be like either side. Whether the Adoin is the Nizik or the Eved is the Nizik. What's an afkamina? Well, that is never kind of either way. Even if never works. Let's say an Eved works. So a person pays the Odin. Why does he pay the Odin? He really owes money to the Eved. Just call Mashkon Eved, call a rabbi. So Nezek, if he really owes money to the Eved, he pays the rabbi. Let's say an Eved would work and die that night. The money still goes to the Odin. Because it's money which he's already entitled to, Pashtus. So the Rachmua brings a very interesting afkamina in this Chakira. It goes back to something, to a Rambam, which we spoke about last year, and I think I mentioned it briefly once this year. The Rambam says that somebody who's Make Chaveirai Hakar Sheim Bashava Pruta, what to do? Someone's Maka Chaveri, Akash, Shema, Shema, Puti, Yoshina. Right? He gets Malchus. Like, if you hit somebody, Akash, that's Yesh, by Shema, Puta. So we say, Mishum Risha, Achas, Hatta, Machaiva, Yvi, Hatta, Machaiva, Mishum, Shte, Risha, you have to pay. So when I'm Machaiv, you Tashlum and Nezek both. But if you Maki him, Akash, Shema, Shema, Puta, so then there's no Tashlum in. So then the person gets Malchus. And the Rambam says, Bafilu, Avdei shel chaveirai. Even if the person that you hit was Avdei shel chaveirai, he's never Kanani. It's like the Rambam Yaloika, Mipnei shel chayiv b'mitzvus. Since he's never Kanani, he's chayiv b'mitzvus, so he's a yid. So he's included in the law in the Torah that you're not allowed to be mazik, you're not allowed to hit somebody. And And Mela, you get Malkus, Afilu Hika Eved Shalchaver. That's what it says in the Rambam. Chayra means if you slap somebody, no? If you slap someone, there's no Shavapruta. Huh? I don't know. Maybe the Tzar is a Shavapruta. But if you hit somebody in a way that's less than a Shavapruta, you get Malkus, Afilu Avdi Shalchaver. Frecht, the Pesiai Sif, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Tufchav Dalet, I think, all the way at the end of Chayshim Mishpat. Frecht, the Beis Yosef in Tufchav, I'm sorry, that he says, Tamani Arabeinu, says, I'm Atmiya on the Rambam. The Rambam says, you get Malkus if you hit somebody, Yakoshem Mishavapruta. Afilu Avdoi Shel Chaveirai. Why does the Rambam say Shel Chaveirai? The Rambam should just say, Afilu Eved. Why does it have to be Shel Chaveirai, even if it's his own Eved? If there's a lav to hit a yid, and an eved is a yid, an adam has no right to hit his eved. So why does the Rambam say, afilu avdo shel chaveirai? He should say, afilu eved kanani, even his own eved. No? A person has no right to hit his eved kanani. This is the basis of kasha. It says, why does he say avdo shel chaveirai? It should be even to eved shel atzma. Which Agav, we see from this Rambam, that from this Beis Yosef, that you're not allowed to hit your own Eved. Just because he has an Eved doesn't mean he's allowed to hit him. Zok de Bach, the Teretz. This is a very nice Teretz. He says, by a person's own Eved, even if you hit him a hakar sheyesh by Shavapruta, what's it in? For a person that's his own Eved, even HaKosh Yesh Vashavapruta, he's Chayim Malkus. Because when you hit your own Eved, there's no Chayim Mamon. It's Bishum Risha, Chasatam Lechayim, Leviatam Lechayim, Bishum Shei Rishayis. You can't give a person to wife. So if you hit your friend's Eved, so if it's HaKosh Yesh Vashavapruta, it's your friend's Eved, you have to pay. So you don't get Malkus. So at the Bach, if you hit your own Eved, it's even more chomor. Even if it's Akash Yesh Veshavapruta, you get Malkus. And 1 second, just since the Rambam said that Makes Chaveira Akash Yain Veshavapruta Chai Loika, so when he added as an afterthought, Afilu Avdai, he said Afilu Avdai Shal Chaveira, because it would have been inaccurate to say Afilu Avdai, because Avdai you always get Malkus. You don't have to pay your own Eved, because whatever you have it gets, you get. Okay, good. Okay, 1 second. So this is the Bach's Torah, which is always interesting to me. People say the Torah permits slavery. Right? Torah permits slavery, a terrible thing. So I once mentioned to you, the Torah generally doesn't permit slavery unless the Eved sells himself for a slave. He can't grab slaves. But even if he's a slave, imagine, the Adin hits the slave, and he gets Malkus. And then, it's even funny, because if he hits another year, Darkash Yesh Veshavapruta, he gives him the Shavapruta, and he's off the hook. There's no Neved, even Darkash Yesh Veshavapruta. The Bach says that he the Neved slaps into bed, and you get Malkus. Huh? You can't starve him, you have to give him enough time to go collecting. People go collecting, they seem to do well. This is the Bach's Teretz of Beis Yosef Kasha. The Ketzais brings all this down. It's in the Tufchav Dalet, Sivkat and Aleph. And he says on the Bach's Taina, he says, no, the Beis Yosef is right. What did the Beis Yosef say? That if you hit your own Eved, if it's Ein by Shavapruta you get Malkus, if it's Yesh by Shavapruta you're off the hook. Right? The Beis Yosef said, if you hit your own Eved, only if it's Akar, Shein by Shavapruta you get Malkus, if it's Yesh by Shavapruta you're off the hook. The Bach said, no. The Bach said, if you hit your own Eved, Yesh by Shavapruta, then you get Malkus, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. The Ketzais argues that even when you hit your own Eved, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. When you are Mazik your own Eved, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Just there's a din. But it's not pshat that there's no chiv tashlum. Be'etzem, you're mechuyif to pay. And there's a din that once you pay, You get it back. Goes back from the Eved to the Yad. But the Bach said that since there's no Din Tashlumin, there's a Din Malkis. It's not true. It's not true. There is a Din Tashlumin. So he's a stopper. What? Oh, good. That's going to be Rishul's Raya. Just the Svara itself is the Ksais. That you really have to pay your own Eved. Let's say it works that way. I have to pay my Eved. Pay him, I get it back. What? So the Ksais says you wouldn't get Malkus. The Ksais is arguing with the Bach. The Bach says you get Malkus even if you hit your Eved. Hakoshiyesh Meshava Pruta. That's what the Bach said. Right, the Bach was arguing with the Beis Yosef. So the Ksais says, no, the Bach is wrong. If a person hits his own Eved, Hakoshiyesh Meshava Pruta, then he doesn't get Malkus because there's a Din Tashlumin. He didn't pay. What?
The reason,
the Torah said that if you hit someone, it's a lav. The Torah said you pay. Now we learn out of a pasuk, Kidei Risha, so Mishum Risha Achas Hata Machai, if he has Machai, Mishum Shnei Risha, so you can't give him 2 wines. So the Meila, if it's Tashlumin and Malkus, we have a Kabbalah that we give Tashlumin and not Malkus. So Meila, we give Tashlumin. So that's the sugi of Malkus, but that's the halacha. The halacha is you give Tashlumin instead of Malkus. That's for sure. That there is, because the Torah, that it's really a gila akra that you have to pay.
If you can't give them, you get
Malkus. If it's not shy, if you give Tashlumin, you get Malkus.
What's the point of getting Malkus? So doing something bad, he's doing something, it's hurting him to give over the money now that he has to pay.
It's an Einish.
So there's no
Einish
if you're not losing anything.
It'll
hit him every day.
Is that an Einish if you're not losing anything? Is it an Einish if you're not losing anything?
You get a lot.
Well, strange if it says, no? Yeah. It says the saying, since there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so Mamela there's no Chiyuv Malkus. Very strange Chiyuv Tashlumin. Let's say it says is right. You owe the money to the Eved, you get it back. That's called Rishach Zat Mechayra. It's a Lomdish Rishachas, no? It's a little funny, the whole concise. Maybe we'll get back to it. But so what do we have so far? It's a very nice Tikkotayra. You have the Rambam. The Bishayis is Kasha on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam said, Malkus, Evishal Chaveray. He says if they asked even your own Eved, then comes the Bach. The Bach said, no, your own Eved, you always get Malkus, even more. The Ksai says, no, the Bach is wrong, your own Eved, it's only. So, Krib Shmuel, this whole thing is totally an Achakira. Who's the Nizik? When the Eved Kanani gets hurt, who's the Nizik? Do you say the Eved's the Nizik and Kamashkon Eved Kon a Rabbi? But you say, I'm the Nizik. Just like if someone was to kill my Chamar, I'm the Nizik. I'm the one who lost. So I'm entitled. So if he does something to my Eved, I'm entitled. The Ktsais understood that the Eved is the Nizik. And the Meilin is a Chiyuv Tashlumin to the Eved. And then there's a Din. They call Mashachon Eved, call a Rabbi. So the Meilin goes to the other. But Be'etzem, the Nizik is the Eved. Could be the Bach understood, not that way. The Bach understood. The Nizik is the Adon. The Nizik is the Adon. He owns this Eved. And Hayyos, that he owns this Eved, the Eved becomes. When the Eved is damaged, he's the Nizik. So there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. If someone's Mazik himself, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. And Memela, the Bach understood that there's a Chiyuv Malkus. Yes, they're not arguing. Calling Ramin, they're arguing in Teshlumei Nizik. That's what he suggests. Because he did a Maisa Veira, hitting another Yid is a Maisa Veira. I wasn't Mazikin, but I hit him. The Veira is for hitting him, because even if there's no Shava Pruta in what I did, the person still gets Malkus. So it's nothing to do with being an Nizik, it has to do with being over on Ped Yosef. There's a lot of hitting. Well, I'm the Torah, you're kidding. That's even if in Mammon you're the no, you're on this.
What Tsar does the other one get?
Who said he gets Tsar? Why is
we're
that?
We're looking at the other and the Nizik, so why we want to get Tsar? Not the other, the other one.
It's mistaver that this whole chakira makes sense by nezek, sheves, and maybe ripui. The tzar and baishas would seem to certainly go to the evidence from the evidence to the other. So what's your problem? Then it's again rishach sat the machayva.
No, I'm just
saying
it looks like this chakira is asking who's looked at it as the nezek. If you look at the other as the nezek, so the whole bit of tsar by hitting an eved is about the most but that's not the case in Rashi and Taisa.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, if you're going to look at the owner as the Nizik, it should be no different than Shaira, the Chamaira, and there's no Tsar. So it's Mashma that's Tashlum into the Adan, and it goes from the Adan to the Adan. Just have to confess themselves for the effort, right? But for Tashlum Tsar, though, the Evet has to be the Nizik. It's hard to say the Adan is the Nizik, look, I'll be Tashlum Tsar. How is he the Nizik for Tashlum Tsar? How was he a Nizik Tsar? He wasn't Nezek or Shevis. You could say he's the one that sustained the loss because the evidence is Tsar. It's a little difficult. As you say, a person's own. It would be very difficult by Tsar and Baishas. But Shemashai Tiktsoi says that the Yikr is that it's a Tashlum into the Evet, and it goes from the Evet to the Yon, just like Maisi Yadayim Shach to the Evet, Evet to the Yon. So yeah, what happened? What the Ktzais is doing is he's siding with the Beis Yosef against the Bach, which means the Rambam Shver, because the Ktzais is saying the Beis Yosef was right when he asked his kasha. When the Beis Yosef asked, "Why do you say Avishal Chaveira?" He said, "Avishal Atzmai." So that kasha, he's making the Beis Yosef kasha stand. In Shulchan Aruch, when the Beis Yosef writes in Shulchan Aruch, he leaves out the word Shal Chaveira, I believe. I think he just write after 11. And Itaka leaves it out. I don't should be totally how Kamlai works. Okay. The in the Berachas Shmuel, Simchav Ches, he brings that the Brisker Rav declared a Shaila b'zeh Loshen. He says, I think the Brisker Rav declared a Shaila with his father. Yes, his father, yes, Reb Chaim. When somebody is Chayiv Nezek for hurting an Eved, does the Adin get the money b'toras niske Adam or b'toras niske Shor? In other words, now Tzari b'shem z'bayzayin z'ayas. There's a nezek. When the Adin owns an Eved and the Eved gets hurt, and you have to pay the Adin what the value of the Eved went down, is that like Shor of the Chamayra? Just like if he has a donkey or a cow, and it goes down in value, you pay the Adam. Although you're not even sure of a Chamayra, it could be Besai and Metatlov also. It's his possession, and that's why he gets paid. Or is it a din in Niske Adam? That the Eved is a din of Niske Adam, and Niske Adam, he gets paid b'toras Niske Adam, l'may nafkaminas. He has a technical nafkaminas, a few of them. One, if a short term, it's machlekes in the Gemara, but the Rambam passing a short term is potter from kaifer. It's machlekes of kufra, if it's chati kaifer or not. So shaila is a short term. That means a short term that is mazik property pays chati nezik. A short term that's mazik odom is potter legamri. A short term that's mazik. The time is beregel, or the mazik of regel or shame, is patal gamri. If a shor tam kills or injures someone's eved, if you look at it as tashlumei shor v'chamayrei, then the shor tam would pay chatzi the value of the eved to the un, like every shor tam that damages property. If you look at it as mazik adam, So l'maisa halacha is that a short time that's ma'asik adam, assuming that kills adam, is patal gamri. Short time that kills somebody is patal gamri. The short time kills my eved, if you see adam, then he'd be patal gamri. So this is the clair that he brings, that the Briska Rav clared. In the Yisayid, it's the same exact clair as our clair. I mean, it's a different way of saying it, but it comes down to the same thing. Rav Shmuel, I think, compares them. It's the same. It's really the same chakira. What was our chakira? Who's the nizik? Is the nizik the eved or is the nizik the other? If it's like damaging my shar, that means the other is the nizik. I own a shar and someone damaged it. I own an eved and someone damaged it. If you call it niske adam, then pashut means the eved is the nizik. So this klar, size and all, is totally in l'chayra, is exactly the same klar that Baruch Be brings from the Briska Rav. And Rav Shmuel Taka compares them. And on klar maskana, the ktsais klar holds that it's niske adam. The ktsais holds that even the adam really has to pay his own eved. If he's ma'azikim, certainly is niske adam, not niske m'maynai. And the ktsais learns that the eved has a din of adam, and that the etz and the chiv is to the eved, and can the eved to the adam. If the other four, I don't think there could be a klar. On tsari, well, Shabbos there could be, but on the others, I don't know. Oh, you mean derech klal? No, by shar there's no fi of Shabbos. If you damage someone's shar and he loses that it can't work for him, there's no fi of Shabbos. Yeah, but by an adam there is. See, I mean, it certainly it falls under the category of niskei adam to a certain degree. His chakir is only in the nezek itself. What's the svar to be mechalik? It's a good kasha. Why should I say tari b'shavas b'shavas this way? Yeah. I think it's yosef mistaver. It just fits better that it's niskei adam. That's what it's tari b'shavas and b'shavas. And the tacha goes to the eved, and it's tacha what the ktsai says. It could be the bach argues for different reasons. But it's tacha mistaver as niskei adam because there's no shavas ripoy and b'shavas. Tzar b'shavas b'shavar and b'shavar.
When you shout up like the method, it doesn't make a difference if it's the method of the other or the Eved, or say that makes a difference.
There's no difference. It's the difference how much the Eved would be worth to be sold as an Eved. To be sold as an Eved without the hand and with the hand. That's how you shout up Nezek. So I guess the amount wouldn't be any different no matter how. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Amamar, Leisin Shiftai V'Refusai L'Rabbi, Shiftai Pshita, Refusai Yitzrich Lei, Refuasai Dideyu, Dubai Yistuye Bei. The Gemara says the Refua, that goes to the Ad. He's entitled to it. Dubai Yistuye Bei, he has to be healed. So this line of Gemara, Refuasai Dideyu, Dubai Yitzuye Bei, is the Makar for Rabbi Chanan's whole chiddush, because the Gemara is saying refuasei didehu. Who's didei? Refuasei didehu means the refua goes to the eved. The bayitzui eved, he wants to be healed with it. So it seems from this Gemara that the adin can't take it away and say, "I don't want to heal you." Why not? Why can't he take it away and say, "I don't want to heal you"? It's my money. So here Rabbi Chanan comes with his Shtikl Taira. Very interesting. The whole Hamtzah is a very interesting Hamtzah. Rabbi Chanan clears whether when you have to heal someone, even Stam, not Eved, two Yidin, one Loyalena, one is Mazik, another Yid, and he has to pay to heal him. What is that Chiyuv? Is that a Chiyuv to heal him? Or is it a chiyuv tashlumin? Just how do you shots up the tashlumin? You check up the doctor bills. In other words, Reuven hit Shimon, he cut him. Shimon needs stitches. So how do we look at it? Is pshat that Reuven has to give Shimon stitches, really? So really Reuven has to do it. Just Reuven's not a doctor. So Shimon goes to the doctor and he sends the bill to Reuven. But the etzem, Reuven is the one who wants to heal Shimon. That's one way to look at it. Or do we say, no, Reuven owes Shimon money. How much money does he owe him? Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shavas, Baishas. he owes him damages. What's damages? So the court will determine the damages based on partially on doctor bills. Might have Camino, which way? Huh? So I didn't have Camino. I wanted a new imaginative way. What would be the deal if he's a doctor, the Mazik? He says, listen, I'm sorry I cut you. Come, I'll give you stitches in my office.
Yeah,
he's not a doctor. He offers to give me stitches. Can you tell him I'll give you stitches?
The guy
said
he doesn't want to be healed.
What?
He'd rather have a scar than get him.
He doesn't want to be healed. He says, I don't want to be healed. Can you take, that happens with cars very often. Someone dies someone's car. He says, give me the money. I'm not going to fix it. Is someone entitled to do that? So Rav Chanan is clearing by refuah. That's his first clear. It's by Adam. He gets the cars later. He talks about refuah. He says it's a Gemara here in Gittin. The Gemara says that the refuah de Everu, the boy is Tsuyebe, that the Ever could say, I need to be healed, and the money is going to be used for my refuah. So Rav Chanan, if the chiyuv is a chiyuv tashlumin, just harishas of tashlumin, the court takes into account doctor bills. If it's a chiyuv tashlumin, then it goes to the yadayim. Devik can say, I want to be healed with it. What do you mean you could say, I want to be healed? Well, what tefiyah does he have on the money? It's a pure moministic thing, and momin called mashkan eva kon a rabba. For my gemara is Rabbi Chanan is mukhrach, it's a chiyuv l'rapaisai. That the mazik has a chiyuv to fix what he did. He damaged the person, he has a chiyuv to fix it. How do you fix it? You go to the doctor, and the doctor, he's got to pay the doctor bills. He has to pay his doctor bills, and that is the chiyuv. So lemaisa, lemay nafkamina, so there are a number of nafkaminas. One Rebbe Chanan says, is if the eved dies, let's say the person is mazik the eved, a lot of an eved, it could be even a Yisrael. Someone's mazik Yisrael, now he needs stitches. Before he gets stitches, he's traveling to the doctor to get stitches, and on the way, Nebuchadnezzar gets into a car accident and he dies. He has a heart attack and he dies. So, do you have to pay refuah to the Yarshim? If you learn that it's a chiyuv tashlumin, then as soon as the mazik was mazik, it became a chiyuv tashlumin. He owes him X number of dollars. And if the man dies, he has to pay that number of dollars to the Arshin. But if you hold that it's a chiyuv l'rafaisai, then what? Then I only have to pay to heal him. If l'maisa, he was never healed. So I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay. I managed this case, but Baruch Hashem, now we're being mazik in Adam. Happened to me, I think, 2 summers ago in Kemp Aguda on visiting day. I was parking in the parking lot there across the road. It was very tight. And as I was backing in, I couldn't see behind me. I opened my door a little and I kept on backing in. And I made a long scratch on the car next to me, which was not a Yeshiva Shikaz, a very nice car. It was a very nice car. And if I'd gone all the way back, it would have been like a racing strike, you know, it would have been nice. But I made this white line on the car. You know, you do it, sometimes you clear, hopefully it's a guy, you know, but I can't book the visiting day. So I left him a note on the windshield. So he called me back, and I told him, find out what it costs to fix, I'll pay you for it. So he calls me back, he says, you know, you can't just patch it up, you know, it's a nice car. You have to strip the whole door and repaint the whole door. So I tell him, listen, find out what it costs and call me back. You know, that's clearing, but I really have to pay to strip the whole car and fix it back. Okay. So he calls him back 2-3 days later. He says, lucky you. I say, what's lucky me? He says, my wife was driving the car, we didn't get it fixed. And she got into an accident. Someone hit her right by that door, smashed the whole door. Now we're going to have to replace the whole door anyway, so we're not going to repaint it, we're not going to strip it, we're not going to fix it. So you're off the hook. That's what he told me. So I got into an argument with him. I told him, you're wrong. I have to pay you. I owe you tashlumin. I was going to give you. And I have to pay you. So I have to determine what I have to pay you. But I owe you the money anyway, just because your wife was nice enough to get an accident doesn't happen. So he disagreed with me. He said, So I don't remember. I tried to get out of him that if I'm right, he's Michael me. We ended up, he'll call me back. He never called me back. And I don't remember his name. I don't know who he is. And it's a year and a half later, I assumed that he was Michael already. But I thought I was right. You know, I was magic. Rabbi Chanan has mamish this exact case. That's his clear by the Eved. You mazik an Eved, you scratch him up, and then he goes and he dies. So do you have to pay? You don't have to pay. If you learn it's a chiv to heal him, then Rabbi Chanan says that you don't have to pay. He's not getting healed. And if you learn it's a chiv to, you learn it's a chiv to, to tashlumin, then you own the tashlumin.
You can look at the chiyuv refuah as a chayv also.
You could look at it two ways, but from this Gemara.
No, if you're looking at the chiyuv as a refuah as a chayv, that means that's tashlumin, that's what you're holding it in.
If you hold it tashlumin, then the Eved shouldn't have a tfiyah on the man.
The refuah also, he has a tfiyah on him that he has to heal me. Or he has to heal me.
Well, make up your mind. Either he has a tfiyah to heal me, or he has to pay. If he has to pay, then it goes to the other.
Look at that Rechir Refuah as a chayv to me as well, a separate chayv from the Tashlumin.
He doesn't know two things. He has one thing.
No, I'm saying, it's either Refuah or the Tashlumin. But if you're holding that Rechir Refuah and he dies now, he still has the Rechir Refuah then.
It's not a stabber, it's both. You can have a third possibility.
And
it could be both.
And then he dies.
So I have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it. Yeah. Why should that be in the, if I got it or not?
If he paid the bill, if he incurred deductibles, I have to pay the deductibles. If he didn't incur deductibles, I don't. I only have to pay for the healing. Rabbi Chanan has a second interesting nafkamina. He says, what happens if I'm mazik someone and the deductibles come to, let's say, $1,000? And this person happens to owe me $1,000 from an old loan. So he owes me $1,000. And now I have mazik him $1,000. So I want to tell him, look, you owe me $1,000. I owe you $1,000. We'll call it even. I don't want to pay. He says, no, I owe you $1,000, I don't have money. You know, when I have money, I'll pay you. In the meantime, I want to be healed. I want to go to the doctor. So the Chodin says, he's telling you this Chakirin.
Typhus Bafas? Typhus?
Typhus the money from Bafas. So if it's a Chayv, if it's a Din Tashlumin, so he gives him Typhus, he gives him the 1,000, he gives it back, he doesn't have to give it to him. If it's a Din Tashlumin, if I have to pay him, so I can just grab the money back, and then so I can just cancel out the Chayv. But if I don't have a chiyuv to shlumin, I just have a chiyuv to heal him. That means I'm obligated to heal him. So I have to heal him. No, the way you go about healing is you go to a doctor and the doctor sends the bill. Who does he send the bill to? He sends the bill to the mazik. So I don't owe the money to him. I owe it to the doctor.
Can you
wait to not if the chiyuv is a rapaisai. That's chiddush. The chiyuv is a rapaisai. You have to give him something with which he can be healed. You can't give him something.
Make sure he goes to the doctor.
According to this, if he refuses, l'chayra, I don't have to pay. If he doesn't go to the doctor, I don't have to pay. I don't have to drag him to the doctor, but I'm very happy to have him.
Wouldn't everybody be masked and have to pay the doctor
bills? If you pay the doctor bills, well, in most cases, it's not, these nafkaminas don't come up, so it's academic. But the chiyuv in the lundis that comes up in these nafkaminas. There are two nice rayas that it's a chiyuv to Rebbe Chanan, which I saw in the Birchas Avraham and Bava Kama, and in the Dibros Moshe here. Dibros Moshe has one of his long arichas in here on this inyan. Actually, he says in Bava Kama, he already had this clear. There's a long piece in Bava Kama. And here, he sums up the long piece in Bava Kama. One thing about Ramesh's long pieces is it's very hard to go through them because it takes a very long time. A lot of people feel by the time you go through Ramesh's Arichus, you could have learned a parak of Gemara. So, but here in Gittin, he says that in Bava Kama I cleared, and he has a synopsis of what he says there. So it's very nice. It's Bekitzer. He brings two rayas to Rabbi Chanan's Tzad. One raya, the Gemara, I think it's Daf Pehei in Bava Kama, says Taka. What happens if the mazik is a doctor? The mazik says, I'm not paying doctor bills. You got to come to me. I want to heal you. So the Gemara says that the Nizik could tell him, "Dimisa alai ke arye." I don't have faith in you healing me. You're the one who's mazik me. I have no faith in you. Dimisa alai ke arye. You're like a lion to me. And the Gemara says that that's a good time. So Jermaisha Vais dies. Why do you have to have the reason of Dimisa alai ke arye? Why can't you force me? I go to whichever doctor I want. You owe me money, pay me the money. Vice dice from back of bar, it's taka achiyav, like Rabbi Chanan said, l'ra paisa. Since it's achiyav l'ra paisa, I said, does that have a meaning? He could say, don't go to doctors, I'll heal you. And the answer is that the Devi are like Arya. Because of that, he doesn't have to go to him. He can go to a doctor, whom he has said. But it's a raya that be'etzem, it's a chiyav tashlumin. Gemara is a second example. What? Chiyav refuah, chiyav tehillim. Not tashlumin, chiyav tehillim. Gemara is a second example. One of the mazik says, I have a friend who's a doctor, he'll do it for free. I don't want you to go to any doctor. I have a friend, he's a doctor, he said, I'll do me a taiva, he'll heal you for free. He's a good doctor. He's really a good doctor. So, it's not the same, because you can't say, Demisa like an Aryeh. You are like an Aryeh. Who says he's like an Aryeh? But the Gemara does say that he could tell him that a doctor who works for free, Mogen Shavi, is worth nothing. A doctor who doesn't feel the Achrayus that he's getting paid, he does it for free, he doesn't do the same work, he doesn't do it with the same responsibility. And therefore, I don't want to go to a doctor who's doing it for free. A doctor doing it for free is not a good doctor. Which today the doctor is very marketing, I think, to get paid. Because if somebody does something for free, he does it half-heartedly, he doesn't do it the same way. And if you pay someone, you can call him up in the middle of the night and tell him it hurts. If he's doing it for free, we're going to call him up in the middle of the night. But vice versa again from that Gemara. That if not for the taina that Mogen Shavi is worth nothing, if not for that taina, the person could instruct him which doctor to go to. What's the habit? You can instruct him which doctor to go to. Must be it's a chiyav rafaisai, and since it's a chiyav rafaisai, that would be a raya to Rebbe Chanan. But the chiyav is the rafaisai, and nafkamid, as we mentioned, hold true. What about if he says, just pay me, I don't want to go to a doctor? There's also a Gemara in Bava Kama, I think in the same sugya, Pehei, maybe Pehvav. Gemara says that if you're mazik someone, he says, just pay me, I'm not going to go to a doctor, I'll walk around with a scar, I don't care. Just pay me. So the Gemara says that the mazik could say, I'm not masking, because people are going to see you and they're going to call me a shara mazik. In other words, you're going to walk around, I cut you. You're going to walk around, you're saying, I'm not going to go for stitches, I'll end up with a big scar. So the mazik could say, no, I'm paying ripui, I want you to be healed. Because of the fact that you're going to walk around with a big scar, everyone sees you is going to say, oh, Yankel the mazik, he was mazikin. The Yankel could say, no, I want dafka that you should be healed. Now which way is that a raya? Right? It's a raya. It's a raya if I care. It's a raya that be'etzem is tashlumin. And he just has an excuse that I don't want. I don't know, in the Tech Devarav, not Ramesh, Ramesh I don't think brings this, but in the Birch Safra, I think he brings this Gemara. Tech Devarav, he seems to be being his arai the other way, and it seems to be a right Tesh Nomen. So we could play, Ramesh, that Gemara we could play. It seems to the Gemara, if not for this Taina, that unless there's scars inside the body, or something,
pay
double.
Pay, you don't want to look bad, that's your own problem. I want the money. You
want to
pay, pay on me too?
I mean, why can he take a taina? Well, that's exactly the way Bersabram says it, if you're saying it the way he says it there. He takes it that way. He says, what's the taina? I have a taina to him, people are going to call me a shara mazik. So he says, if it's a chiyuv tashlumin, he should tell me, good for you, let them call you a shara mazik. That's exactly the way he says it in Bersabram, he reminded me. He says, it's all right, it's not tashlumin, we'll be tashlumin. What's the taina? He says, let him tell him, I have to do something because they're going to call you shara mazik. If it's a din tashlumin, let me take my money. I don't want to be healed. Let them call you shara mazik, good for you. You deserve it. So Yitaka brings it that way, that it's a raya, that's a chiyah, din l'rafai say, that's why he could force them to be healed. He fears that the way I just said. Okay. All right. So these are the rayas. All everything is leaning now. There's a chiyuv ripui.
Rav Moshe has one problem with it. Rav Moshe doesn't have a klara maskana. He has one problem from a Rambam in Hilchos Chayvel Umazik. Peretz Halacha Yedalit. Rav Avram brings this as well, and he says it depends how you learn this Rambam. Because l'chayru would be another nafkamina in this klar. When does he pay it? When? Reuven was Mazik Shimon. Shimon goes to a doctor, he needs surgery, or he needs whatever it is. The doctor bills are going to be $1,000. When does the Mazik pay the Nizik? Could the Mazik tell the Nizik, look, as the doctor bills come in, I'll pay the doctor bills? Or does the Mazik, the Nizik says, no, you owe me money, pay me now, I'll pay the doctor bills? It should be totally in this chakira. If it's a chiyuv tashlumin, you have to pay right away. You are mazikin, you have to pay right away. If it's a chiyuv l'rafaisai, then as the bills come in, I'll pay the bills. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yedalet, Ketzad Misharan Haripoy, how do you shut up the Ripoy? Oimdim b'kama yomim yichyeh zeh mechaylizeh. He shuts up, how long it's going to take. Yichyeh, he means to be healed. How long he's going to be healed from this disease, from this chayli. B'kama hutzarech, and how much he needs. V'noisin loy miyad. And he pays right away. The Rambam says, b'feirish, you don't wait to see what deductibles accumulate. No. You shuts him up immediately. V'noisin loy miyad. He doesn't have to every day come and make an accounting. The Rambam adds, the dover zeh takana hi lamazik. And this thing is a takana for the mazik. Look, the mazik damaged somebody. He doesn't want to schlep with him till he's healed. You know, it could be it'll take him a month to be healed. Maybe he'll need need a cast, he'll need physical therapy, and who knows what he'll need. So it's a takana to the mazik that the mazik could say, I want to pay you right away, whatever it is, finished. These words, takona hi lamazik, Ramesha says, I'm not sure. Does this mean it's a takona drabana? It's not the ikaradin? Or does it mean that the Torah set up a takona lamazik? It's a din dairaisa. First, Ramesha is knighted to say it's a din dairaisa. Because he says, we don't find in Shas any such takana. What's the makar for such a thing? The Rambam made it up. The Rambam must be touching the deraisa, that this is a din Torah. If you learn that it's a din Torah, you pay right away, so if you're Moshe, then it's not a Rav Hanan, then it's a din tashlumin. And that's where Rav Moshe originally is noted, that it's a din tashlumin. You have to answer the other rayas, but not like Rav Hanan. But then Rav Moshe says that he has charat. He says, the Rambam says later in Halacha Yud Zayin that the Mazik has a right to say, if he wants, he's Mazik someone, Bezer shots is up, they say deductibles are going to be X number of dollars, $1,000. The Mazik feels that maybe it won't end up being that much money. He has the option, he could say, you know what, this takon is for my benefit. I want to pass on this takana for my benefit. I'll pay you dvar yoyim v'yoyimai. As the bills come in, I'll pay. He could say, it's a takana for my benefit, and anan b'takana didi v'nichali, I pass on. This concept that someone could pass on a takana, Ramesha says, is unique to Durabonis. In Deraisis, we could touch up a Deraisis a certain way. Because we touch the deraisa, we don't change it. This concept that the mazik could say, this is a takana for me and I pass on it, that concept is mashmat to drabana. If it's a drabana, so then we come back to Rav Hanan, that Rav Hanan is right. Minat Torah, you have to pay as it goes, you have to pay to heal it. To make things simple, the rabana made a takana for the mazik, you pay right away. That you can shut up and pay, you shouldn't have to schlep with him. But in the ikadin of Ripoy, Ramesha the Maskana is masked to Rav Hanan, so it works out nicely that we have a chakir and sort of everyone sort of masking to one direction, at least so far. Everyone's masking that it's a chiyuv to heal. Chiyuv to heal him? Okay, fine. I don't have to argue with that. If you say it's for Starver, it's good. For Rapa, you Rapa. You heal him. Yeah, that's the Lashon HaTorah. The Torah doesn't say Yishalom Ritzon. It says Rapa. The Kasha on this, the Torah Yishtikul Torah, which Shmuel asks, and the Beis Lachem Yehuda, those who bring Rabbi Chanan asks, is from the next line of the Gemara. Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, Tamdu al Chamisha Yaini, Favdu Lai Samach Harifa V'itzi B'tlasa Yaini, Gemara says like the following. This nizik could be healed two ways. The normal way is with less pain. It takes 5 days. And let's just to make it simple say it costs, let's say, $100 a day. 5 days, it's a $500 refuah. There's another way to do it. You can do it in 3 days, but it involves a lot of tzar. It involves pain, samach harifa, very strong medicines. So for samach harifa, that you could do in 3 days for $300. So it's pashut that the eved is not mechuyev to go through pain. You can't force someone to be mitzah, not the odin can force him, not the mazik can force him. And he could choose the 5 day refuah. So the Gemara says if the normal refuah is a 5 day refuah, and he went and did a 3 day refuah, and the bill's total only $300, the mazik has to pay $500. No shayla. Who gets the extra 200? Mal the tamer the eved gets the extra 200. Kamash v'lan the adin gets it. But the mazik certainly has to pay the extra 200. Frater of Shmuel, if you learn like Rebbe Chanan, why does the mazik have to pay the extra $200? Why does he have to pay the extra $200? He's only mechuyev to healing. So his chiyuv tashlumin is only doctor bills. The doctor bills were $300. He has to pay $300. The doctor bills are $5. He has to pay $5. So they asked the kasha on Rebbe Chanan, what's going on here? Why does he have to do a tashlumin of $500? That's pashit. The question is who gets the money. But the ma'aseh zikha has to give $5. Why should he have to give $500? You should only have to give $300. That's the ma'aseh of the doctor bills. And for the Birchas Avraham, you're right. Min HaTorah, you only have to pay $300. Our Gemara is talking about a mazik, a typical mazik who chooses the Takana Derabbanan that the Rambam mentioned. The mazik went to Bezdin, the day he was mazikim. He said, Bezdin, I don't want to schlep with him, Devarayim V'yaymai, tell me the bill, I'll pay. He paid in the ad, which is the normal way. He paid the 500 miyad. Now, if he goes and gets healed for 300, he doesn't get a refund. And if it ends up costing 700, he doesn't have to pay more. That's the whole takana to the mazik. That the Rabbana made a takana, the mazik could choose to just pay right away. Our Gemara is not talking about the mazik. Our Gemara is saying, who gets the extra $200? Is it the Eber or the Adam? That's the sugi in the Gemara. That the mazik paid, yeah, because it's talking after the takana drabon, and the mazik pays miyad. And the mail of the kasha is no kasha. This is how the Birchas Avraham answers the kasha. And therefore, it seems that at the end of the day, we're ending up that ripu is a chay of the rafaisai, like Rabbi Chanan says, and like Ramesh seems to hold in the maskana, and it's certainly united that way, and it's a chay of the rafaisai, and we have a few very nice rallies. The thing is that Rabbi Chanan, it's funny, Rabbi Chanan wrote his piece, Feistach, there was no health insurance. So tell Rabbi Chanan says afterwards, in the piece in Sumas. He says, now, what about if you damage someone's property? Let's say you damage someone's car. He doesn't say car, but he says property. And the person is insured on his property. Let's say you go and you break, I don't know, break someone's window. There's insurance. The insurance is going to fix the window. A window costs $50. Do you owe $50 or not? And this is really a very difficult shaila in logic and svara. If you break someone's $50 window, and he has an insurance company that's going to come and replace it, logically, do you have to pay him $50? Let's say his insurance won't go up. You're right. There's a cheshbon, there's a tshuva mechasi itself, his insurance goes up. But let's say, let's assume the insurance won't go up.
Why? What's
the point of
having insurance? What insurance is it in case
he gets damaged
or something like that?
Right.
So the reason why I pay insurance is that
what's
the point of paying
the
insurance at all?
Sometimes it breaks, then you can't get money from him, or it breaks by you. You break it. Most things that break in a house break from the members of the house, usually.
Money, but in case something happens, we got to pay back.
Therefore,
what? He's
paying on that, first of all, Rabbi Chanan says, it's telling you this chakir. When you break someone's window, there's a chiyuv tashlumin, then there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So you have to pay. If the chiyuv is to replace it, I'll pay you whatever it costs you to replace it. If it doesn't cost you to replace it, so I don't have to pay. Rav Chanan then said that by mazik mamin, it's a chiyuv tashlumin. It says by not like ripui, it's a chiyuv tashlumin, and therefore, at least in his first step, he says that it's a chiyuv tashlumin. You should have to pay no matter what. It just seems from this Rav Chanan that what would be by ripui if you mazik someone and he has insurance? It sounds like you would not have to pay. Well, B'chanan, that sounds like B'chanan is pretty clear. And he's not even specific in the second step there. If I'm mazik someone, I have to pay ripui. And he has insurance. So he maybe has a deductible, I'll pay his deductible. I don't have to pay his deductibles. Because if you would learn it's a chiyuv tashlumin, I have to pay. My chiyuv is to pay whatever it costs to be healed if the person has insurance. So B'chanan is coming out pretty clear that you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay the replay. This is a bigger nafkamina than all the other hechatins in nafkamina. If he dies, or he owes him money, this is a tremendous nafkamina. You mazik someone. Today, 99% of the people have health insurance. If you mazik someone who has health insurance, and he goes and gets healed, it seems I only have to pay his out-of-the-pocket, I only have to pay his out-of-the-pocket expenses. I have to pay. But I could tell him go to a doctor to take insurance. But you can't say Morgan Shavia. The Gemara says he could tell you, no, I don't want to go to that doctor. Not cheaper, same price, just insurance. Could you say I want to go to a better one? I don't know. That's the follow up here. If I'm asking someone, can he go to the most expensive doctor? I don't know. That's a good question. Who chooses the doctor? I don't know. But in the Yisayda Dover, it seems to have a fun one. Not only that, if a mazik someone, he's a doctor himself. He heals himself. It seems to have a fun one. All right, medication, I have to pay, whatever it is. But the chanan afterwards is specific. On the side that it's, again, there are two tzadim. One side is you have to replace it. If you have to replace it, Rav Chanan says that if he gets it insured, I don't have to. On the tzad of tashlumin, though, Rav Chanan is misupik afterwards. On the tzad, which is the true tzad, that's the chiyuv tashlumin, Rav Chanan is misupik if he gets insurance, whether he's entitled. His svara is that he should be entitled, he should pay him, and he should get insurance. But then it bothers Rav Chanan, he gets, you know, double dipping. He ends up getting twice as much as he's making a profit on it. So B'chan is misupik if a person can make a profit on it. It's really a discussion for itself. Right, at least as long as this shayla is concerned, it's pretty clear. And tomorrow we're going to move on to the next city.